Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we've got our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Suzanne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and just an outstanding resource. Suzanne is the lady, remember, you've heard the term emotional endurance? She's the lady who coined that term, and she's actually created an institute, Emotional Endurance Institute. And she is an international educator of entrepreneurs, people who aren't entrepreneurs yet but who want to be. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more as we go through our visit. And she's also the author of a book I've been telling you about for a long time, Employee to Entrepreneur. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Suzanne Mulvihill, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. I'm really excited about your new program. I probably shouldn't say it's new, because you've been working on this for a while. You've had this belief, and basically the origins of your employee to entrepreneur program. You've been working on that for a long time. You've been incubating it, I guess I should say, for a long time. But it's really now you've got into a place where you can really leverage this thing and scale it really all around the world, haven't you?
Yes, it has. It has definitely, with the help of my facilitators. I'm not doing this alone. This is
right.
A lot of people that are behind this.
Right. Tell the audience what you're doing.
Well, we've set up employee entrepreneur discussion groups, which are a grassroots campaign to impact the success of entrepreneurs worldwide. And there's about 14 groups set up in the United States. We have one in Northeast Ohio. There's one in Kansas City, Chandler, Arizona, to name a few. And these facilitators, I've trained them. They participated in a four-week training program with me. And they've been trained as facilitators to host these groups and focus on the mind-body-spirit transition of an entrepreneur. So that's the gist of it. We also have international groups. Singapore is the largest group that we have. There's 50 people in the group in Singapore. And all the groups are listed on my website where people can go. And if they're in a certain city in the United States, whether they want to become a facilitator, I train the facilitators for free. It's complimentary. It's a $500 mm-hmm. training in exchange for them hosting a group for a year, once a month.
Right. And so if someone wanted to find out more about how to be a facilitator or to join one of the existing groups, can they find out about that at your website?
Yes, they can go to employeetoentrepreneur.biz.
All right, .biz.
Employeetoentrepreneur.biz, B-I-Z, and then go to the discussion groups, which is in the to the menu.
All right,
and
so check that out.
That's how they'll find out about where the groups are.
You know, you really tapped into something here, I think, that's very significant, Suzanne. And this is something I've been talking about for a long time, and that is the number of people out there, and the research shows this. I mean, there's research, folks. Year after year, the research continues to show that there are millions of people, just in the United States, let alone around the world, who are working for someone else who this year will start a business. But for every one of those, I believe there's at least 10 more who are actively wanting to start a business. What do you think, Suzanne?
I would agree with you. And I heard your statistic before the show, before I came on, with 800,000 people in the U.S. will start a business.
That's what the SBA says.
Well, and Jim, I think that one of the reasons I believe so strongly in this, it personally and professionally, is because the success rate has hovered at 50% for years.
Yeah.
For a long time, and we have more support in the United States and worldwide than we ever have
right.
for starting a business, but the success rate stays the same, and I believe
Well, actually, Suzanne, the brand new information, it's actually gone the other way. It's gone down.
Well, and that, I believe it's the inside part of an entrepreneur that we have. This is my contribution. You know, my life work is helping entrepreneurs develop from the inside out. because we forgot about that part. We focus on the business plan and making money and getting money and the marketing. And what about our fears and building our confidence and building our courage and balancing our lives?
How about understanding in the early days that you're actually going to need those things like confidence and courage?
Absolutely. So that's really, this has become my life work. I know when I spoke with you even a year and a half ago, when I kind of took a sabbatical from my work, I had a loss in my family, and I pulled back in order to spring forward, and this is part of the new level that has evolved for me in the last year.
Talk to us about when you talk about the insides. I know you often talk about having the guts to do this, but give us a little bit of an idea about what you think that it takes to be an entrepreneur. What do you need to know when you're starting out thinking about becoming a business owner, when you're going to do something entrepreneurial? What are some of the things that we need to know about?
I think one of the most important things we're talking about the inside out is saying yes to that yearning. To that feeling that the entrepreneurs I've talked and spoke at conferences, people say, I have an idea, and then they shoot it down immediately. Like there's a part, yeah. There's one part of themselves that says, yes, let's do this. And the other part says, oh, no, you don't
have to. It's the left brain, right brain.
Yes, so really starting to allow that, to acknowledge that you do want to do something. And that begins to activate it, Jim. It took me 3 years to process that there was something else for me. And it's this acknowledging that restlessness inside. That's the early stage of an entrepreneur, in my experience and opinion.
Well, you know, we all have left brains and right brains, believe it or not, folks. Two different hemispheres, and the right side is the creative side. That's the silly side, the impetuous side, the one that says, "What if we painted the cow purple and turned her upside down?" And then the left brain says, are you out of your mind? And what happens is you've got to learn how to balance those two, Suzanne, because sometimes the left brain is giving you good information.
That's right.
And what your point is you got to have enough, you got to realize that that's what's going to happen, so you know how to deal with both sides of your brain.
Well, and Albert Einstein has a quote that I love, and I teach entrepreneurship here at Lynn University in South Florida, and I teach this. His quote is, if at first an idea is not absurd, it's not worth pursuing.
I like that.
Ben and Jerry's. I didn't know this. One of my students did a report this week. Did you know Ben and Jerry's started out with bagels? And the only reason they didn't do it, Jim, because they couldn't afford the equipment, and they switched over to ice cream.
To ice cream. Stand
so
by. Here we go.
Crazy.
We're going to take a quick break. 20 after, folks. Right back with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill. Stay with us.
Down that street, and you ain't had enough.
No, you're right. We don't know.
And you don't realize that, by definition, you know, the Blessing Game's third law of small business is it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And, you know, we're all undercapitalized, and therein lies where a lot of your challenges are going to come from, where your courage is going to be required. The premise of your business idea is going to be challenged 26 times a day for the first 5 years, isn't it?
At least for the first 5 years. And every time you go to a new level, it's challenged again.
Yeah. And somebody says, can you think you can really do that? And every morning you're gonna look in the mirror when you're getting ready, and you're going to say, are you crazy? Are you nuts for doing this? You know, because it's hard. It's tough. It's tough to be a business owner.
Well, and I think, Jim, for me, I mean, I'm doing these employee entrepreneur tele-seminar series, you know, for people that are making the transition. It's a 7-week series based on each module of my book. And I find that my ego was starving when I started a business. I mean, the fact that I no longer had a nice office, my ego was starving, and it was very challenging for me to learn that even though I gave myself the title of president, I didn't feel like a president. So I had to grow into who I was as an entrepreneur.
Right. Well, and I know what you're trying to do is with your program and with your work, you're trying to help people be prepared for that. So that they at least know what they're getting into. And I'll tell you something else, Suzanne. I think you'll agree with me. A lot of your work will be successful I mean, your work will be successful, I should say, if a lot of the people who go through your course, who attend some of these events, your discussion groups, if they decide not to start a business, you will have been successful.
Either way.
Because it's not for everybody.
No.
And if you can help them in the early stages, before they've hocked the house and the wife's jewelry, to start something that they're not prepared to do, if you can stop them before they do that and help them understand that, you know what, maybe I should clock in tomorrow, you've been successful, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that way. I can't imagine not following through on for me, even like the time, even as difficult as it was, and with all the doubt I had 10 years ago, Jim, I still would have done it again.
Me too.
So yeah,
I have met many people in corporate America who used to be business owners. And they've admitted to me, you know what, it was too tough. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, some do. I mean, I know people, too, that have gone back to jobs. And it's a personal decision. It's a personal choice.
But another thing that could happen with what you're doing, your program, is maybe it's not the right thing for them just right now.
True.
Maybe I thought I was ready, but now that I've gone through Suzanne's program, I realize I'm not ready now, but maybe I'll be ready in a year or five.
Well, and the thing, Jim, is integrating the personal development with the professional development. I mean, as I mentioned, I teach entrepreneurship in a university. I've been invited to Finland to share about integrating emotional endurance programs into the entrepreneurship programs in April. And what it's about is that we can learn about from the inside and from the outside. So while we're learning about a business plan, how do you develop courage? I have my students network. They network right in class. Here's how you network. You look eye to eye, sticker on the right. It's experiential. And
right.
That's really what entrepreneurship is. We have to experience it. It's not like just writing a business plan. How do you actually put the business plan into action?
Go ahead.
It's okay.
Well, I like what you're saying, because I think this is important, because some of the things that helps you get over or deal with some of these challenges are mechanical.
True.
You know, if you want to, maybe, you know, you won't need as much courage if you've done some of these other things better. You know, sometimes we get ourselves into a bind that requires more guts than we thought we were going to, and it's our fault. If we knew some things, maybe we wouldn't get ourselves into those problems.
Exactly. And really, as we get to know ourselves more and more, you know, you and I, looking back over 10 years, we've gained confidence because we've been doing this for a while now.
Yep.
You know, when we first started out, I mean, I had the same feelings. And each time I moved to new levels in my business, there's always that little inkling of I don't want to, not really self-doubt, just that little old voice that's kind of given up because it's, because I've been doing this for 10 years now. So, and there's different parts of my business that I focus on more than others now.
Right.
And it's just, I've allowed it I've allowed it to work.
Suzanne, give us that website again, please, where they can find out more about this.
employeetoentrepreneur.biz.
employee2entrepreneur.biz. Can they find out more about your book and everything there too?
Yeah, everything. Yep, the groups, the
it's
employee
right
entrepreneur
there.
Groups, the teleseminars, the
Thank
training.
Thank you, Suzanne, for
Thank
being
you,
here.
Jim.
Good
Thank
job.
You.
See you next time. Quick break, right back after these messages, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.